I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. If you're ready, sit back, relax, and let's get into some I Do Work Here Lady stories. No, we won't help you with your internet teeth. I'm a third generation majority owner of a dental laboratory. We make the dentures, partials, crowns, and other things that a dentist puts in your mouth. I'm a grown man, 40, with a full beard. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's this virus going around currently, and our industry is all but shut down. This last week, I had to lay off the majority of my staff, and it was painful. So, Thursday afternoon, I grabbed some beers for the remaining staff, and we drank a few while we did stuff. Due to our near shutdown, I'm in jeans and a college tee. Our business is not public facing. We don't even have a real sign, just an awning with the business initials. It's not in a shopping center, just a building somewhere off the main road. This is the scenario Thursday when Karen walks in. She immediately dumps her bag on the receiving bench as I'm getting up from my bench and walk over. Hey, I need y'all to help me. Now, occasionally a patient is sent to us for a repair from a local clinic to get something done faster. Sometimes we even have to accept a prosthetic straight from someone's mouth. This is what I'm expecting. But Karen pulls a box with that uniquely Chinese blue-yellow gradient packaging and lettering from her purse. I know something is weird immediately. I ordered these teeth online and it says you just need to put them in warm water, but I can't figure it out. Yes, Karen has fallen for some ad on Facebook or somewhere for a new smile at home for only $25. The package inside the box she pulled out even has a fake logo on it from a reputable manufacturer. I will refer to said brand as Quick Teeth to avoid selling their name. You might even know it. I still haven't said a word. She's still talking. It's Quick Teeth. Do you know Quick Teeth? At this, she opens the box and the most garishly bad bright white monstrosity emerges. It's the same material as those fake vampire teeth we had as kids. It's bad. Yes, Mom, I know Quick Teeth. We actually sell Quick Teeth. Those aren't Quick Teeth. Oh, they're not? Well, I got a really good deal with them. I found them online. Only $25, but I can't get them to work. You have to help me. Oh, I wonder why. No, I don't. You bypassed the whole of dentistry to buy those, and now you're in a dental lab. I am not a medical professional. I can't see patients anyway without a prescription from a clinician, and you don't have one. Go see a dentist. Karen then tells a rambling story about moving soon. Well, I just need something quickly. I know the owner. Is he here? Now something comes flooding back to me. She knows where we are because she applied to a driver job over 2 years ago. She wasn't employable then, so I forgot her. Lady, I am the owner. Record scratch. Oh, well, you look good. Have you lost weight? I didn't recognize you. No, I'm wearing jeans. Oh, well, insert rambling story about needing her teeth fixed and how many dentists she has seen in her life. At this point, I'm just silent, staring. Okay, well, I won't bother you anymore. She puts out her hand to shake. We aren't doing that. The virus? Exit stage left. I wiped down everything with Clorox wipes that she had touched. Just wow. I find it kind of funny how even after the dentist says, no, I'm not dealing with those things from China, they're clearly a knockoff and you've been scammed, she still then goes on to say, oh, I know the owner anyway, just do it for me quickly. Like, why does she think that was going to work? The dentist has just explained to your face that you've bypassed the whole of the dentistry industry. He's not going to work on your silly teeth. Anyway, made for a good story, I guess, so I'm kind of happy she did. Moving on to our next story, PA thinks she's my boss. A bit of background, I work in the film and television industry. On this particular shoot, I was the best boy electrician, the foreman of the electrical department, working directly under the gaffer / chief lighting technician. The duties of a BBE include things like filling out time cards for my department, hiring the lighting technicians, electricians, keeping the truck organized and on this show, driving the grip / electric truck. One final fine morning, I pull up to set, park my truck, and shut off the engine. I open up the back, then I head into set to greet the gaffer and BBG and see where the gaffer wants things staged for the day, and what equipment we'll be putting out first, and around whereabouts distro needs to be run. Once I get my instructions, I head back to the truck and I find someone on it who I don't recognize. She's rummaging around the shelves, looking through the milk crates, completely ignoring me. Now, it's not impossible for me to not recognize someone on the truck. The best boy grip may have bought on a day player if he's shorthanded that day, so I go to introduce myself. Hey, how are you today?
Oh, good. You must be a PA. Can you tell me where the spike tape is?
Spike tape is marking tape, usually used for setting actors' marks.
Oh, probably with the camera department. I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm just looking for the... never mind.
She found my personal rolls on my carabiner. I keep two colors for my own use, and I use one of them to tag my drinks, and the other one for setting marks when I do Steadicam. These rolls are mine. They don't belong to the truck, nor to the production. She jumps down off of the deck of the truck and starts to head towards set.
Wait, stop. That's not camera department's tape. Do you want me to walkie the second AC for you?
What do you mean? It's spike tape, isn't it? I'm the key PA, which makes me your boss. Plus, I was a production manager on a mid-tier local web series, so you should know who I am.
Those roles are mine, actually. They have my name written on them?
No, they have the BBE's name on them. The AD told me to ask him, but he wasn't by the truck.
I am the BBE?
No, you're not. You're just some local university freshman. I know the BBE. I have his phone number.
Why don't you go ahead and call him then? Oh, God. She grabs a call sheet from her back pocket, then finds my number, dials it, and puts the phone to her ear. After a second staring at me with hostility, my phone starts to ring. I take it out of my pocket and answer.
Give me my tape, stay off of the truck, PAs are not allowed to touch grip or electric equipment.
I hang up, she gives me the tape and slinks off. Cut to around lunch, and I see her lurking around grip staging area, and round the corner just fast enough to see her walking off with a couple of apple boxes. I hang around staging for a while, eat my lunch, then start doing the rounds and making sure everything is ready to get back into shooting after lunch. I run across the two apple boxes next to a lunchbox, a metal box with a bunch of outlets on it, run from our generator to power lower wattage lights. She had unplugged a light in order to charge her phone, which was left on top of the box. I unplug her phone and take it straight to the AD. I talked to the AD about it. PAs don't handle electric for any reason, we're pretty strict about that, and she was asked to go home after lunch. Turns out she had also spent the entire day hovering over the director's shoulder and bossing around the other PAs, despite the fact that she wasn't actually the key PA. It also turns out that she was a senior at the university she said I was a freshman from. I have not seen her since. I have no idea why she thought I was a production assistant. No, me neither. Yeah, this obviously isn't r/entitled parents, but it might as well be r/entitled people, the number of entitled people you come across reading these stories. I just don't get why people think that because they think they have a higher position than someone else, it makes them better in any way, shape, or form. Like, even if OP was a lower rank than a PA, although I'm not quite sure what that would be, not gonna lie, then why does the PA still have to be rude to them? It doesn't make any sense. Just the way that she was acting towards other PAs, I guess, proves my point. But then the sweet karma when the PA realized that actually this person that she was talking to and, you know, putting down was actually a higher rank than she was. Love it. I think the justice shown in this story is one of my favorite, especially when he answers the phone. What a good moment. Anyway, with that one out of the way, let's move on to our final story.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bartender tries to throw me out. I'm an employee. So, I'm a party host at my place of work, which happens to be attached to a bar. Both businesses are owned by the same man and work hand in hand. I've been an employee on my half for a little over a year now, yet I'd never made a run down to the bar before until yesterday. I'm 18, but I've been mistaken for 13 numerous times. Regardless, I'm far too young to be sat in a bar. I assume this is happening in America then. For the party I was working though, I had to make runs down to the bar to get the food for my party. So I
head down and grab some of the food from the kitchen and start taking it over. I delivered maybe half the food when, on my way back to the kitchen, I hear a lady yell something. I'm a bit on the skittish side, so if someone yells, I'm a right deer in headlights. I turn and see the bartender pointing at me and she calls me over. I toddle towards her like an apprehensive squirrel and she grabs my arm and tells me I have to leave while she drags me to the door. An apprehensive squirrel, wow, what an analogy. I was stunned, but I still had the sense to dig my heels in and nearly drag her down. Once she recovered from suddenly holding 95 pounds of dead weight, she once again tells me I have to leave. I ask why, a very reasonable question, but she looks at me with that, "Is that really the story you're going with?" disappointed mum face. I'm very familiar with that face, oh, aren't we all? There is no way in heck you're 21 and I'm not having a kid in here while I'm working the bar. At this point, I've reached my tipping point. Very good ITV show, by the way. I'm pretty easily overwhelmed and honestly, it was a miracle I lasted that long. I start crying, my words are strained and garbled by sharp breaths and little sobs. I'm stuttering to the point where I might have well been speaking Morse code when I finally managed to choke out, "I'm just trying to do my job." I don't know how much of that sentence was actually intelligible when I said it, enough I suppose, because she looked at me with the eyes of pure, oh snap. Her talon grip loosened, and for the first time, she noticed what I was wearing. Blue shirt with my work's logo, staff written in big block letters on the back, name tag with the name of my work on it. Unlike some people's stories, mine had a pretty okay ending. The second she realized her mistake, not only did she apologize profusely, but she helped calm me down from the hysterics I'd throw myself into. Afterwards, she was very nice and quick to help me. If my hands were full and I couldn't get the door open, "One sec, baby girl, I'll get that door for you." The whole rest of the night, if I needed anything at all, or even just looked like I did, she was there, asking, "What you need, baby girl?" Just for a little update as well, I had to do bar runs again at work, same lady was at the bar. She greeted me the second she saw me, and once again was super helpful. The bar kitchen staff picked up on her calling me baby girl though, and now they all call me baby girl, or some variant like silly girl. You know, I quite like this person to be honest. It sounds as if she was just a little bit overzealous at first, but it sounds like she's actually a good person. You know, she's being nice to you, she realizes her mistake. That being said, she probably should have been a little bit slower and a little bit calmer when first trying to see if you were actually 21 or not. I mean, I guess just ask for ID at the very least, or ask what you're doing in my bar, instead of just grabbing you and trying to literally pull you out by your shirt. But yeah, the fact that she realized her mistake pretty quickly, I'm gonna hold my hands up and say this person isn't actually that bad at all and is probably quite nice. Anyway guys, that is gonna be the end of this video. I certainly enjoyed it and I hope you did too. I thought these three stories were particularly entertaining. If you want more I Do Work Here Lady right away, there is a good video on screen that a lot of you have watched already, but some of you still haven't. Trust me, it's a banger. If you want all of my I Do Work Here Lady stories, however, the playlist is also up on screen for you to watch right away. With that all being said, make sure you're subscribed with notifications on to watch my daily Reddit content, and I will see you tomorrow for a brand new upload.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.